The Simply Strategic Show with Tim Stevens and Tony Morgan.
Welcome back to the Simply Strategic Show. I'm Tony, and I'm here with Tim. And Tim, we're starting to get some feedback from that pilot episode that came out a few days ago.
It was pretty long, wasn't it?
It was. I'm thinking brevity is our friend.
I think so. I think less of us and more content, and we'll be good to go.
And the shocking thing is people, I think that front part of the show where we were saying stuff that we thought might be helpful, I'm hearing that they actually like the intimate moments section.
You think we should like do a whole intimate moments podcast maybe sometime?
Maybe sometime down the road we should do that.
But not today.
Probably not.
What are we doing today?
Well, today we're actually going to be focusing on series scheduling for the year. And it's a great topic for us to cover right now because this is the time of year where we're scheduling what's going to be happening for the next 12 months at Granger. And so today we're going to kind of dig into that topic for a little bit and actually bring in our very first guest for our podcast.
That's going to be pretty exciting. We've got Butch Whitmire is going to be joining us here in a few minutes, and he's the Director of Creative Arts at Granger Community Church, and so he's a great one to talk to about that.
So we'll dive right in. Today's show is on series scheduling. All right. As we mentioned in the intro, Tim, today we're going to be talking about series scheduling. And again, this is the time where you really dive into that. Do you want to talk a little bit about that process and why you do it this time of year?
Yeah, it's a great process that we go through. We usually start in early November. It takes us probably a good month before we get it down. And we do it for a couple of reasons. One, it allows our speakers, our pastors, to kind of plan their schedules. We don't want them to, we would rather plan the speaking schedule around their lives and their mm-hmm. families rather than having to juggle their families around the speaking schedule later if we don't do it soon enough.
And how many guys are we talking about? Mark, our senior pastor, is the primary speaker on the weekends. And generally, how many weekends is he doing now?
He'll do probably 30 weekends in 2006. And that's, I think, about what he did in 2005 as well.
Okay. And then about two more speakers on our team.
Rob Wegner will do 10 or 12 weekends. Mark Waltz is also on our team, and he'll do three or four weekends. Bob Laurent is on our team, and he'll do four or five weekends. And then we'll have probably three guest speakers this year as well.
So when you start into this process, you have their schedules. What's kind of the next step when in this process then to have a schedule then for this series throughout the year?
Well, in addition to figuring out their schedules, we're also at the same time figuring out when are prime times we want to start series, because we're constantly repeating 4 to 5 week series throughout the year, and we're trying to start them at key times. So, for example, we've learned in recent years we want to launch a series on Easter Sunday rather than end a series, you know, so when you show up for Easter, you're kind of one time a year, you're at the end and there's nothing coming. We'd rather launch a series, and that's really worked well for us in recent years. We also try to launch a series soon after school starts, so mm-hmm. late August, early September is a great time mm-hmm. To kind of catch the crowd when they're coming back from vacations and coming back to church. And so we're looking at the whole calendar throughout the year trying to time that out.
Now, are you actually identifying topics at this point, or is it more just a general of this is when the series starts and stops?
Yeah, most of the time we're not looking at topics at that point. We are looking at series. We may be looking at real broad themes. For example, we may say, boy, we want the Easter series to really hit a felt need topic that will be appealing to that Easter kind of once a year crowd, because we want to convince them to come back. Same thing with our after school, after summer deal. We may hit kind of more of an inside topic, more for those that have been around for a while, such as 40 Days of Purpose type of series, where we're really trying to get new Christians to take another step and go deeper. So we may plan those in the non-growth seasons, let's say. Maybe it's in the summer, maybe it's after, you know, in May, maybe it's in February, a series like that. So we are looking generally, but not specifically at topics.
Okay. Now, are there any topics that you absolutely know ahead of time? We're going to certainly cover these topics every year, regardless of what the scheduling looks like.
Yeah, we always cover a tithing or giving stewardship series in January. We've been doing that as long as the church has been around for 20 years, and that has proven to be great for us. This year we're going to start at third week of January, and that'll be a good series. And then there are series that not necessarily every year, but just about every year, we try to hit parenting, we try to hit marriage. Those are two kind of big felt need topics that it's an easy invite for your friends, and we can get people in, we can share the gospel with them after they're there. Series about life purpose, we work in series about having significance with your life as far as serving, jumping into roles where you can make a difference with your life. And in recent years, we've been doing a series kind of focused on salvation in the summertime, where we are really, you know, we've been talking about it all year, kind of heading in that direction. And then we get to a point where we just invite people to cross the line to actually make a decision. And we've seen huge results with that.
And obviously that theme is woven throughout every series that we offer at GCC. But we've been very intentional over these last few years of offering a specific series where we really talk about this is what life is like without Christ. And here's what it looks like to have Christ in your life, and actually make a specific invitation in a weekend service that people can commit their lives to Christ.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, you know what, as I'm looking at churches across the country, one of the things I find very unique about how we approach this process is that we are including a number of teaching pastors in our planning for the coming year, and it's really a team-based approach, mm-hmm. even with the speaking. Do you want to elaborate on that a little bit?
Yeah, it really is. I mean, the fact that our senior pastor, our arguably our greatest communicator, is only doing 30 a year is not just because, or it's not because, you know, he's tired or he doesn't have enough things to say, because he could do it every week. Part of it's for balance in his own life, but part of it is really to have a team mindset in the delivery of the messages. And so so when you know, Joe Smith, who's been going to the church for years and moves to Tucson, he's heard from more than just Mark Beeson the gospel of Christ. He's also heard from several others that we have brought through. And there's strength in that, and there's strength in the variety of their delivery styles and the variety of their personalities and the way that comes through. And so that's been working really well for us.
All right. Well, that's a little bit about service scheduling at Granger Community Church. And we're going to go ahead and bring in Butch here in this next segment so we can talk to him about how this process, how this planning process impacts what happens in the creative arts area.
For more information on the Simply Strategic Show, visit wiredchurches.com.
All right. Well, it's good to have Butch Whitmire here with us, our very first guest on the Simply Strategic Show podcast.
This is pretty exciting.
It's good to have you here, Butch.
Thank you. I'm glad to be part of history as the very first guest.
Well, let me introduce you first of all to Butch. He's our executive director of creative arts at Granger Community Church, and comes to us. This is how you get a job as the executive director of creative arts at Granger Community Church. You dedicate your life to selling food to people.
Food sales management.
Absolutely. I think food and art are really one and the same.
Can you give us a quick glimpse at how you got connected at Granger? And then kind of, because you've been involved in creative arts at Granger for quite some time, even though you just started in this position, it's been about a year ago.
Yeah, I was actually probably the target for Granger Community Church, and I was a guy with his wife and young kids 10 years ago, and I was looking for a church because we needed a church for our kids, and we heard about this place doing church differently, and that was in a theater, and we showed up one day and at this theater in our blue jeans and grabbed some coffee and listened to this great message and heard awesome music, and we knew that day that this was our place.
All right. Well, today's show, we're actually focusing on service scheduling, and this is pretty important for your team, I would think.
Oh, absolutely. It's pivotal.
So as we're mapping out the year and starting to look at when series are going to be happening throughout the year, how does that planning process help your team?
A lot of ways. First of all, it's kind of the framework for the year for us. And we know that the schedule is very strategically planned And it allows us to really, when you talk about resource allocation, you want to really focus your energy and your money and your time and people on those series in particular that we really deem important. And it's just an awesome framework to have.
So, for example, now the next series you're planning, how many weeks out are we looking, or is it months out? How many months out are you planning the next series?
10 weeks is our goal. 8 to 10 is really where we're.
What would be kind of the range on that? Like, what's like almost too late to be able to do anything with, and then what's like the ideal? Is 10 weeks ideal, or do you really need more than that? Or
I think 10 weeks is ideal because we want to remain culturally relevant and current. And if you get too far out, you really don't know what's hot.
Mm-hmm.
And so we want to make sure we leverage everything that's going on culturally. We know that from a process standpoint, we've kind of defined our processes, and we know that anything that we do later than 3 weeks out is too late. I mean, if we choose a song any later than 3 weeks, we really can't execute it well at all.
So then we're kind of playing catch up at that point.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
All right. So you said ideally 8 to 10 weeks out, this handoff is taking place. You're getting a list of the topics that are going to be covered throughout the series. What happens next, and what type of interaction do you have with the teaching pastor? And actually, there's not much interaction. Is that true?
That is true. We feel like when we start this process that we have as much general information as we need to start down our path to supporting the message. And at about a week to two out, we're able to, I think, bring our arts together with a speaking pastor, and we think we meet at a point. And it's been very successful, I think, at this juncture for us.
So because we've kind of all agreed on the end point, the big idea of the series or that particular message, then everything kind of comes together. So a lot of times the pastor who's teaching that weekend hasn't even seen the drama until maybe the afternoon of that Saturday when the first message, or maybe he's read the lyrics ahead of time or the script ahead of time, so he can kind of weave it into his message. But there's a lot of trust there going back and forth because we have agreed on the end game.
Yes, and we're really blessed, I think, to have some phenomenal speaking pastors, and they are able to often even tailor a message, I think, as they're sitting there watching the arts unfold sometimes. And I'm amazed at the way our senior pastor, Mark Beeson, can take a message like that and craft a perfect fit. And it's just phenomenal.
All right, Butch, well, it's really been great to have you. In fact, Tim, I think we're going to do another lightning round. What do you think about having Butch back for the lightning round?
That's great, because right now, we should just say for the record, it's 1-0. I'm winning the lightning round.
So. Oh, great. Just rub it in, why don't you?
Well, it needs to be known.
This is a little segment we like to call the lightning round, and let me remind you how this works. We are going to ask Dustin, our podcasting engineer, to put 60 seconds on the Simply Strategic show clock, and then Tim, actually, this time is going to reveal the question, and the three of us, including Butch, are going to try to have as many answers as we can in the 60 seconds, remembering that this is both an individual competition and a team competition.
And how do we score this?
Pretty much, I win. At least that's our history so far.
Regardless of however we score, Tim wins.
Just actually, if you can't come up with an answer, you lose. So if it gets to you and you're frozen, you just can't think of something.
So we're going to go in sequence. Is that?
Yeah, that's right. Awesome. One after another.
All right, Tim. So what's the question we're going to use for today's
show? So the question today, we're going to throw out consequences of not having the topic in advance. So it's a week out on the service, and you don't know the topic yet. And what are the consequences of not having the topic far enough in advance?
The Simply Strategic Lightning Round.
All right, Dustin, we're looking to you. 60 seconds on the Simply Strategic show clock. Go.
Emotionally inappropriate arts.
music that doesn't match the message.
I would say no drama, or worse than that, bad drama.
Bad media.
Oh, you guys are good. Set design that doesn't match the series theme.
I would say no set design.
Ooh. I would say bad placement of props.
Pretty sad, isn't it? Grasping for straws.
That was pretty weak. Tony.
The bulletin doesn't match the theme of the message.
That's bad. I would say technical miscues, sound cues that are bad, or lighting that doesn't line up with where the singer is standing.
Poorly executed music due to rehearsal.
Time's up.
Oh, wow.
We made it.
I think we got quite a few in there. Do we know?
We get a point. I'm saying 11. How's that sound?
11? That's a new Simply Strategic Show lightning round record. Butch
took us to a
new level. Are the glue that keeps this team together.
I am so glad I could contribute to those 11 points.
You just really want to go home, don't you?
Oh, no, not at all. Before, I want to hear all day.
Before you go home, though, there's this long-standing tradition on the Simply Strategic Show that whenever we have a guest on the show...
Now, Tony, this is our first guest, so...
Yeah, but okay. This is a long-standing tradition.
All right.
The guest always kisses the top of Tim's head.
You know,
are you up for that?
I do that regularly, so I'm fine with that. That's
all
great.
Right. Well, go ahead.
Can I do that now?
Yeah.
That's disgusting.
All right.
Thank you,
Butch. It was good to have you on the show.
I'm glad to be here.
Well, that was a phenomenal lightning round with Butch, and boy, if he weren't part of the Simply Strategic Show combination between you and me, Tim, I'd have him back every week because we just did a fabulous job on that lightning round.
Yeah, he was pretty good. The exciting thing about right now is we also get to introduce the English chick.
That's right. This is my favorite part of the show.
It really is. This is cool. Listen to this.
You've been listening to the Simply Strategic Show with Tim Stevens and Tony Morgan. For more information, visit wiredchurches.com. Copyright 2006.